Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
The simple truth is that a secure and prosperous future for both Israelis and Palestinians will only come with a two-state solution.
That's Foreign Minister Penny Wong speaking last night at an ANU National Security College conference. And boy, did she get people talking. Here to help us unpack the fallout from Senator Wong's speech is Federal Politics Editor Katina Curtis. OK, Katina, what exactly did Penny Wong say last night that was so controversial?
Essentially, what she said last night was she opened the door to the possibility of Australia recognising Palestinian statehood. So this would be a very major diplomatic step. And it is actually one that has been talked about for some months now among other countries. And there's a number of European leaders, Spain, France, I think Portugal, and also the UK's Foreign Minister David Cameron have been talking about this over the past couple of months. Australia's position has always been that there should be a two-state solution, that is, that Israel should be its own state and Palestine should be its own state. And that sort of, you know, they said that needs to happen at some time down the track, and that's the only way that you can have a long-lasting peace in the area. But the idea that's being discussed, probably David Cameron's being one of the strongest on this, he says that perhaps just going ahead and recognising a Palestinian state at a sort of international diplomatic level, that perhaps would push that process towards actually achieving a two-state solution down the road in an irreversible way. So Penny Wong was she was out and about this morning. She's been making very certain to make the point that no decision has been made. Australia has not actually decided that it will recognise Palestine as a state, but she really says there's an international discussion happening and we need to be part of it.
And so how has she, I guess, fitted Hamas, a terrorist organisation, into this two-state solution?
Well, there's no role for them, she says, and Anthony Albanese's reiterated that today. They're both very clear that there's no role for Hamas in a Palestinian state or in running it or in any way. They just said basically they're a terrorist organisation, as you say. They have the explicit intent of destroying the state of Israel, and therefore there's no role for them in the future Palestinian state. So Penny Wong was really saying that was sort of one of her two arguments about how this could be long-lasting peace. Basically, you set up the state, you cut Hamas out, and you don't. They have no part of the ongoing political solution. And the other argument that she made was she said that this was actually necessary for Israel's security. Basically, her argument was that a number of the other countries that are neighbours of Israel, she singled out Saudi Arabia, have said that they won't recognise Israel as a state until it recognises Palestine as a state. It's a bit complicated, but essentially she's saying that Israel needs its neighbours to recognise its legitimacy, and this it would be a step that would ensure that that happens, and then that would ensure Israel's long-term security. So it's sort of one of the things that the opposition has said is they've questioned whether those two things, no role for Hamas, is that a precursor to us making this decision. It's sort of not completely clear, or the government hasn't been willing to say that, but I guess that's probably because saying that was a precursor would put them perhaps a bit on a more definite path that they don't necessarily want to be on right at this point in time.
Mm. And interestingly, there also have been critics who have questioned the idea that, you know, relations between Israel and its Arab neighbours are dependent on the relationship with Palestine, because it did seem a little bit as though that reconciliation with Saudi Arabia was already underway before the October 7 attacks by Hamas on Israel, and that maybe Saudi Arabia had kind of put some of its commercial interests with Israel above whatever was happening in Palestine. How has Wong's speech been received, generally speaking, in Australia?
Well, we've heard quite a lot from the coalition, who have definitely, I think it's fair to say, have been unwavering in their support for Israel. It is interesting because the coalition does, as international community, even US and Joe Biden, have started slowly to say, you know, Israel needs to do more to make sure that civilians are safe in this war, and we saw the deaths of the humanitarian workers last week. The coalition's still been very, very strong in backing them in, and you do have to wonder if they stay in that position, if they won't end up out of step with the rest of the world. Anyway, the Shadow Foreign Minister Simon Birmingham said this morning that this would be a win for terrorists. And we've seen similar language from Deputy Leader Susan Lee and from other senior front benches. But Penny Wong did in part preempt this response in her speech last night. She said, "There are always those who claim recognition is rewarding an enemy. This is wrong." And then she stepped out those two arguments that I explained before about why she thinks that this is necessary actually for Israel's own security.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see where this goes next, because it's an issue that is not going anywhere, that's for sure. Federal politics editor Katina Curtis, thanks for joining us on the Nightly Five.
Thanks, Ben.